Welcome to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mock.
Well, Mike, as the primary gets closer, some of the ads are shifting from those sort of feel-good, fuzzy feelings to attacks, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised by that.
I don't think so. You know, I've been watching the U.S. Senate race, and one thing you can't help but notice is that the two leading candidates, the favorites in the primary, Senator John Walsh, the Democrat, and Republican Steve Daines, our congressman, they're acting like, you know, the general election's already on, and they're running ads attacking each other and going after each other, even though they still have to win the primary here in a couple of weeks against a couple of opponents from their respective parties. But yeah, they're already taking the gloves off and going at it.
Well, it is interesting. They don't seem to be giving a lot of attention to their primary opponents, but let's listen to the latest ad from the Democratic Senate candidate, John Walsh.
I'm John Walsh, and I approve this message.
Congressman Daines has gotten comfortable with Washington doublespeak. He attacks John Walsh, but his ad fails to mention that Daines himself has voted twice to increase the debt ceiling. More jobs? Daines worked for years in China, helping an American company build factories there. At the same time, Daines' company was firing thousands of American workers here. Congressman Daines, some free advice. Montanans don't trust dishonest politicians.
And Mike, accusing your opponent of dishonesty is an old tried and true tactic.
Yes, and you know, the examples we have here, first the debt ceiling. You know, both these men have voted to raise the debt ceiling in various ways. And what Daines is saying is that I voted for the debt ceiling as part of some spending reforms, whereas John Walsh just voted for it, period. And I don't know if that, you know, delineation really makes that much difference to voters. If you really care about the debt ceiling, which I personally don't think it's really that an issue to get all that excited about. The second one, though, I think is one that we're going to hear a lot about in this campaign. That is the charge that Steve Daines somehow was involved with outsourcing American jobs to China. And here's what happens. Mr. Daines worked for Procter & Gamble in Southeast Asia for about a half dozen years, and he was in charge of marketing P&G products in China and Southeast Asia, and they were opening some factories there to build products to market to that area. They weren't building products and sending it back to America. And while he was there, P&G, which I believe is headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio, they announced a restructuring plan, and they didn't fire American workers. They decided to reduce their workforce by 4,000 American workers through attrition and early retirement, things like that. And I don't think Steve Daines had anything to do with that decision. You know, he's just a mid-level manager in China while the CEOs and the leaders of the company made that decision. So to draw the link, I think it's pretty tenuous, even though the two things did, you know, simultaneously existed at the same time.
And, of course, they're trying to go after what is seen as Congressman Daines' strength, which is his business acumen, because he was an executive of Right Now Technologies in Bozeman, which is a very successful company that was eventually sold. And that's his strength, and he's running on that. And to go after his strength is probably something that the Walsh campaign is trying to do there.
Yeah, they want to knock down his business credentials. And I also think it's interesting that this thing that they're alleging is a bad thing. You know, this happened 20 years ago. Isn't there something since then that they think he's done that is somehow nefarious? Maybe not. Maybe that's all they've got.
As you said earlier, both Congressman Daines and Senator Walsh are going after each other rather than their primary opponents, but their primary opponents aren't conceding the race. And one of those, Democrat Dirk Adams, has an ad out, and let's listen to that one.
In Montana, there's only one candidate for U.S. Senate who's talking about the big issues. He's a rancher who's dead set against the Keystone XL pipeline, a community banker who wants the big banks broken up, and a family man who thinks billionaires shouldn't be able to buy elections.
I'm Dirk Adams. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because none of my opponents will.
And Mike, the visual of this ad has Mr. Adams doing lots of ranch things, like riding a horse. You don't see him doing any banking things.
No, Mr. Adams has a ranch, a pretty big ranch, out by Wilsall in the Shields River Valley. He's got about 1,000 cattle. He's got sheep. He's got pigs. He's got turkeys, chicken, you name it. And he markets his products around the state and sells to restaurants and resorts and elsewhere as well. So he's a legitimate rancher, but he also was a banker for much of his career and worked for banks in California and owned or was part owner of a bank in Minnesota that did go bankrupt. But this type of ad introducing himself, I kind of wonder when I saw this why this wasn't running a couple months ago, kind of get people to know who he is and then talk more about what he stands for.
It's likely, I would guess, Mike, that he will have some more ads coming out soon, but it will have to be soon, of course.
That's right. We only have, a couple weeks left. And I think Mr. Adams' great Achilles heel at this point is that people just don't know who he is. I mean, people recognize the name of John Bollinger, the other Democrat in the race, and they recognize Walsh because he's been running and he's lieutenant governor. But when you talk to people and say there's three guys running, there's Bollinger, Walsh, and Adams, and people who talk to me always go, well, who's this Adams guy anyways? They just don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm. It's also interesting in this ad that it does mention his opposition to the Keystone Pipeline, and that's interesting because I would guess that the majority of Montanans favor that pipeline being built.
Yeah, that's a stance that I don't know what to think of that. I think he's maybe trying to appeal to a sector of the Democratic primary voting populace that could help him win the primary. But let's say that happens, which I think is unlikely. And then he's got to run in the general election saying, I'm against the Keystone Pipeline. And that's, I don't know that's going to win you a lot of votes from a lot of independents in Montana, or Republicans, certainly not.
Well, Chuck, in the House race, Republican Corey Stapleton has more than one ad on the air, and including this latest one featuring a testimonial from his wife.
My husband, Corey Stapleton, is a man Montana can depend on. We've been through a lot together, from high school in Great Falls, the Navy, four kids, and late nights apart while Corey was fighting for our children's future in Helena. I see Corey's faith, conservative principles, and love of our family in everything he does. And that's why I know in Congress he'll be just as loyal to us in Montana as he will be fearless in taking on President Obama.
I'm Corey Stapleton, and I approve this message.
And Chuck, I think this is a very effective ad. Mrs. Stapleton is well-spoken and comes across as very sincere.
I think it's a very good ad, Sally. She is sincere. You get the feeling, with some politicians, that the marriages may not be a good one. This one, the marriage is a good one, and it goes back to their childhood in Great Falls. Her father was named Terry Casey, and he was, by most accounts, the greatest hockey player to come from Montana. And I believe he played at North Dakota and was mentioned as a future Olympian. And he died in a tragic car wreck. And the story I've heard is that her mother was pregnant with a daughter, Terry, and she never knew her father. And so it's a great story, and I think this is a really effective ad.
Well, and Chuck, all the House Republican candidates are going to have one more debate, and that's going to be May 28th in Kalispell. And this debate is sponsored by the conservative group Americans for Prosperity.
This will be the second debate that the Republicans have had, I believe. The first one was in Bozeman. There have been a few forums. What's unusual about this is sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, which is a conservative Republican group that's largely backed by the Koch brothers. And the state head of it is a guy named Joe Balliet, who was a state legislator from Bozeman for a number of years. I would view it, I guess, I haven't heard if it's being broadcast, but it's kind of their last chance to go for the conservative votes in the Republican primary. And this could be a very interesting primary in a lot of ways. I mean, I'm not sure any candidate has really emerged ahead so far, and of course it's in Kalispell, which is home to Ryan Zinke, and he lives near Kalispell in Whitefish, the only candidate from the Flathead. And in Republican primaries, the three main areas with the largest sums of votes for Republicans are Yellowstone County, the Flathead, and Ravalli County. And so this is a big chunk of votes that they're going for here. And it seems to be a pretty close race between the top maybe three candidates.
Well, the waning days of campaigns also bring out a lot of endorsements by this group or the other. And this week, for example, the Tea Party endorsed Republican Matt Rosendale for the House and Steve Daines for the Senate. How effective do you think these endorsements are in terms of swaying voters one way or the other?
I don't think they hurt a candidate at all. They may help them. The Tea Party endorsement is it's a group called the Tea Party Express. You know, the Tea Party nationally is seen to be waning in numbers, although in Montana, I think they're still somewhat significant. I think that's an endorsement Rosendale would welcome. Do they make a difference alone? I don't think so. But if you get several of them from groups or prominent individuals, I think they can help you in a race where the electorate probably doesn't know much about any of the candidates.
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of candidates and the people don't know them that well. They're trying to sort out who's got the chops and who is supported by the people they do know. Then I think it can make a difference. But other than that, I think it's, you know, like we have like, you know, organized labor endorsing certain Democrats or Democrats, Montana conservation voters endorsing John Walsh, for example. And when he doesn't really have any strong competition, it's just kind of like, well, ho-hum. You know, he got the endorsement of the group that endorses the best Democrat.
Well, I endorse us all having a great spring weekend. So, Chuck and Mike, thanks, you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Second that endorsement.
Yes, see you then.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mauch. We hope you'll join us next week for another discussion of the week's political news.